नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् वेदमनोच्याचार्यो अन्ते वासिनमनुशास्ति सत्यं वदा धर्मं चरा स्वाध्यायान्मा प्रमदः आचार्याय प्रियं धनमारित्य प्रजातन्तुं मा व्यवच्छेत्सीः सत्यान्न प्रमदितव्यम् धर्मान्न प्रमदितव्यम् कुशलान्न प्रमदितव्यम् भूत्यैन प्रमदितव्यम् स्वाध्याय प्रवचनाभ्यान्न प्रमदितव्यम् देवपितृकार्याभ्यान्न प्रमदितव्यम् मातृदेवो भव पितृदेवो भव आचार्यदेवो भव अतिथिदेवो भव यान्यनवध्यानि कर्माणि तानि सेवितव्यानि नो इतराणि यान्यस्माकं सुचरितानि तानि त्वयोपास्यानि नो इतराणि एके चास्मच्छ्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः तेषाम् त्वयासनेन प्रश्वसितव्यम् श्रद्धया देयम् अश्रद्धया देयम् श्रिया देयम् ह्रिया देयम् ध्रिया देयम् संविदा देयम् अथ यदि ते कर्म विचिकित्सा वा वृत्तविचिकित्सा वा स्यात् एतत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ताः अलुक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यदा ते तत्र वर्तेरन्न तथा तत्र वर्तेथाः अथाभ्याख्यातेषु एतत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ताः अलुक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यदा तेषु वर्तेरन्न तथा तेषु वर्तेथाः एष आदेशः एष उपदेशः एषा वेदोपनिषत् एतदनुशासनम् एवमुपासितव्यम् एवमुचैतदुपास्यम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satsai Baba, I have the honor to pray to you to declare the convocation open.
I declare convocation open.
Most revered founder chancellor Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba, I seek your divine blessings to offer the 37th convocation report of your institute. Esteemed Chancellor Sri K. Chakravarti, IAS retired, Chief Guest of the Day, respected Dr. Renu Swaroop, Secretary, Department of Biotechnology, Government of India, respected members of Sri Sat Sai Central Trust, respected members of the Institute Trust, respected members of the Board of Management, respected members of the Academic Council of the Institute, former Vice Chancellors of this Institute, Directors and Deans of this Institute, Registrar and Controller of Examinations of this Institute, faculty and non-teaching staff of the Institute, directors and their colleagues from Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences and General Hospitals, distinguished academicians, delegates and invitees, ever interact to alumni of this institute. Reassuring friends from Radio Sai, graduates and students of the institute and their parents and guardians, friends from the press and media, and Sai brothers and sisters. On this auspicious occasion of the 37th convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, with utmost humility, I extend the most cordial welcome to you all. In the grand avatar of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, a devotee who has played a key role is Sri K. Chakravarti. His association with our beloved Bhagavan dates back to 1975. After completing his university education in economics, Sri Chakravarti joined the Indian Administrative Service, IAS, in 1960 and was on the cadre of the then unified state of Andhra Pradesh, where he held various administrative positions that include Collector of Anantapur District, Finance Secretary Projects, Commissioner of Relief, Commissioner of Commercial Taxes, and many such administrative positions. He had earned a stellar reputation for his competence and integrity during his tenures with both the state and the central governments. With the blessings of our revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, he has been in Prashanta Nilayam since 1981, as he was appointed as the first registrar of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, a position that he held until 1994. During this period, he diligently established tangible administrative and academic procedures and steered the institute on the right path as envisioned by our beloved Bhagwan. Along with the first Vice Chancellor, Professor V.K. Gokak, he was instrumental in introducing the unique Sri Satya Sai system of integral education under the divine guidance of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Later, Sri Chakravarti, on behalf of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, coordinated the implementation of the Sri Satya Sai Drinking Water Supply Project in Anantapur District. As a member secretary of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, he has made major contributions to several initiatives of the Trust in the areas of Medicare, Educare and Social Care. He is most sought after for advice and guidance even today. With his vast experience in public life and love for Bhagwan and his mission, I am sure this institute and I personally will continue to benefit from his guidance and advice. I extend a warm welcome to you, sir. I am equally delighted to introduce Dr. Renu Swaroop as the Honorable Chief Guest of this institute's 37th Annual Convocation. Dr. Renu Swaroop is currently the Secretary, Department of Biotechnology, in brief DBT, Government of India. She has been associated with the Department of Biotechnology for nearly 3 decades. She also holds the position of Chairperson, Biotechnology Industry Research Assistance Council, in short it is known as BIRAC, a public sector company incorporated by the government to nurture and promote innovation in the biotech enterprise with social focus on startups and small and medium-sized enterprises. Dr. Renu Swaroop, after obtaining her PhD in genetics and plant breeding, went on to do her postdoctoral work at John Innes Center, Norwich, UK, under the Commonwealth Scholarship, and returned to India in 1989 to take up the assignment of a science manager in the Department of Biotechnology, Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India. As a science manager, she diligently handled issues related to policy planning and implementation. She was actively involved in the formation of the Biotechnology Vision for 2001, National Biotechnology Development Strategy for 2007, and Strategy 2 for 2015-20 as the Member Secretary of the Expert Committee. Dr. Renu Swaroop has also been closely involved in programs and activities related to bioresource development and utilization, energy sciences, and women and science. She was also a member of the Task Force on Women in Science, constituted by the Scientific Advisory Council to the Prime Minister of India. She is a fellow of the National Academy of Sciences, in short, NASI, India. She is also a member of the governing body of a number of national institutes, universities and centers. A life member of Trust for Advancement of Agriculture Sciences and a member of the Organization for Women in Science for the Developing World, she was awarded the BioSpectrum Person of the Year in 2012. She also received the National Entrepreneurship Award in 2017 and a special jury recognition award from the Ministry of Skill Development, Government of India. In 2018, she has received the Indus Entrepreneurs Woman Enabler Award, the prestigious Dr. Shield Memorial Lecture Award by NASI, and Third World Academy of Sciences Regional Office Prize on Science Diplomacy. However, according to me, these are all one-time awards. The best everlasting award that she received is Eternal Blessings of our Bhagavan, as she is an ardent devotee of Bhagavan. It's my honor and privilege to welcome you, Dr. Renu, to this unique institute on this memorable day. I have great pleasure in extending a warm welcome to all the dignitaries from the government of Andhra Pradesh. We are also pleased to welcome the luminaries and Sri Sai devotees from overseas who have spared their valuable time to be with us on this great occasion. With Bhagavan's blessings and on behalf of the entire institute fraternity, I would like to take this opportunity to express my wholehearted congratulations to our graduates on their accomplishments. This is indeed a proud moment for all of us. Now, for the benefit of those who are unfamiliar with the ethos and genesis of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, kindly allow me to share a brief background of the institute for the next few minutes. The seed of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was sowed way back in 1968 when Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba founded the first women's college in Anantapur. Indeed, this year, the Anantapur campus celebrated 50 years of its existence. It is a testimony that our system of values-based integral education has stood the test of time. This system addresses to the holistic development of our students. The inclusive development of students is possible only in an ambience that nurtures the mind, body and soul. To facilitate this, the institute has a compulsory residential policy for all the students and doctoral research scholars. This fosters an environment similar to the ancient Indian Gurukula system of education in a modern context. Teachers and students live and grow together in an atmosphere of mutual trust and unity. This comforts students, develop a nourishing and balanced personality wherein academic competence is complemented with sound character. This balance is realized because in addition to the time that the students spend on academics and research, we call intellectual dimension, they also actively participate in various activities in the other four dimensions of the system that include physical, cultural, devotional and service. The favorable student-teacher ratio of 9 to 1 at Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning reinforces this culture. As a result, what distinguishes our graduates from those of other universities in this country is the transformation of their hearts, not just their minds. It helps in developing a strong character and positive qualities in students and nurtures virtues like malleability, tolerance and sacrifice, molding them into responsible citizens. The thousands of alumni graduated from the portals of this institute are examples of the three outcomes that our model of education entails that is professionally sound, socially responsible and spiritually aware. Now let me turn towards briefing you on our basic infrastructural facilities. All the four campuses are set in spacious, peaceful and tranquil surroundings. Each campus has well-equipped science laboratories. In addition to the central library located at Prashant Nilayam, each campus also has its own library and computer and multimedia learning centers associated with high-speed broadband internet connectivity, which facilitates a 2-to-1 student computer ratio accessibility. With these facilities in place, the students and their faculty could access the subscribed 40,000 electronic science and social science journals. We also have impressive sports facilities at each individual campus accessible to all the students. Further, the institute has a state-of-the-art Olympic standard multi-discipline indoor stadium with facilities for basketball, volleyball, tennis, squash, table tennis, badminton, gymnastics and yoga. The stadium, measuring 100 meters by 60 meters on a 4.8-acre site, is among the largest open-frame space domes in the country. It has a spectator capacity of 4,000. We continue to invest on improving the infrastructure for our students, research scholars, faculty and staff, for which, with the generous support of Sri Satsai Central Trust, we invested 11.36 crores of rupees during the academic year 2017-18. On the academic front, we have a merit-based open student admissions policy. The admissions acceptance percentage is 17. The national leading student-teacher ratio, complemented by highly qualified and dedicated faculty members, have led to an excellent academic performance across the institute. The examinations pass percentage for the institute across all the programs for the academic year 2017-18 was 96. In addition to this, I am proud to state that a large number of our students have been successful in securing the first few top ranks in national competitive examinations, which include Graduate Aptitude Test in Engineering, that's GATE, JEST JEST, CSIRVC NET, and the other similar examinations. For the current academic year, that's 2018-19, 449 new students from an applicant pool of 2,700 are enrolled for various undergraduate, postgraduate and professional programs, taking the student strength to 1,338 across four campuses. Students were admitted into programs that include Bachelor of Arts Honours, Bachelor of Science Honours, Bachelor of Commerce Honours, Bachelor of Business Administration, Bachelor of Computer Applications, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology and Integrated Master of Computer Applications. In addition, we also admitted 16 doctoral research scholars in the current academic year. The academic programs of any education institute have to be dynamic and they should address the societal needs and demands as Bhagawan has exhorted time and again. Towards this end, during the current academic year, we introduced a new postgraduate program in data science and computing. This program is designed specifically for graduates in computer science and computer applications. The course structure and syllabus provide respectable foundations and working knowledge in statistics, computer science, machine learning, data visualization, big data analytics, distributed systems and various programming languages. Besides this, we introduced need-based elective, that's healthcare management, as a part of the existing MBA program. Further, we intend to start in the forthcoming academic year a new subject combination, that is mathematics, computer science and statistics at bachelor's level in a mathematics program. For a student population of just over 1,300, the institute attracted close to 150 visiting faculty and guest lecturers from top-notch universities and organizations from within the country and abroad during the last academic year. To facilitate wider exposure to the developments in the academia and industry and enable the exchange of ideas, The institute conducted several national and international workshops and conferences during the academic year 2017-18 across several departments. Now let me say a few words about our research activities. Our beloved Sai's Institute continues to provide the best possible research facilities for its students and faculty. Bhagwan believes that successful academic growth of any university could be sustained only when research and teaching are fused together seamlessly, and that one without the other is incomplete. As you are all aware, interdisciplinary research is an indispensable need for innovation. It indeed brings together different minds across various disciplines in emerging areas to converge and work together to make an impact on any program. In our institute, interdisciplinary research is being rigorously pursued among the faculty members comprising physics, chemistry, biosciences, food and nutritional sciences, and mathematics and computer science. This has resulted not only in advancing their knowledge base, but also in the effective sharing of available resources. The research activities of faculty and students at Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning envision the exploration and promotion of socially relevant, rural-friendly, translational research encompassing health, environment, and energy, specifically in resource-limited settings. We have over 100 research scholars pursuing their PhDs in the areas that include big data analytics, high-performance computing, biomarkers and therapeutic targets, antibiotic resistance pharmaceutical derivatives, biomedical sensors, alternative therapy, autologous chondrocyte implantation, nuclear medicine imaging, optical coherence tomography, laser-based micro-nano machining, plasmonic materials, biomaterials, food metabolomics, research on water, defluoridations, fuel cells, thermoelectric materials, perovskite-based solar cells, supercapacitors, energy harvesting, and green building technologies. In addition to this, faculty and research scholars at the departments of management and commerce and economics are intensely involved in pursuing research on contemporary topics that include corporate social responsibility, corporate environmental responsibility, organizational learning, behavioral finance, behavioral insurance, rural development and entrepreneurship, financial inclusion, social entrepreneurship, ethical leadership, corporate governance, financial and microeconomic modeling, and so on. The funding for our research is from a number of external agencies that include Maestro Technology USA, Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, CSIR, SERB, DBT, and DAE, and of course Tata Education and Development Trust, besides Sri Satsai Central Trust. Our faculty members, along with their respective research scholars, published 105 articles in peer-reviewed journals of high scientific repute, besides 116 conference presentations during the last academic year. For the fourth consecutive year, as a part of prestigious Sakura Science Exchange Program organized by the Japanese government, 9 doctoral research scholars and a faculty member from the departments of chemistry, physics, and biosciences visited Japan Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, JAIST, in the Ishikawa Prefecture during the current academic year. The exchange program exposed our PhD students to state-of-the-art research capabilities at JAIST while exploring future research possibilities in the fields of materials chemistry, applied physics, energy and environment, and biosciences and biotechnology. The students were given short project assignments under the guidance of professors from JAIST befitting their research interests. In an effort to enhance the quality and quantity of research work at the institute, a dedicated central research instruments facility has been established with a kind financial support from Sri Satsai Central Trust to the tune of 45 crores of rupees. It provides state-of-the-art infrastructural facilities under a single roof, housing a complement of latest and advanced characterization or analytical tools, including several sophisticated advanced instruments in the areas of disease biology and plasmonics. The core facilities include femtofab laboratory, electron microscope facility, NMR and mass spectrometry facilities, functional materials characterization facility, which include electrical, thermal and optical, liquid nitrogen plant, central utilities facility, optical imaging and integration facility. In addition, we have a host of laboratories including state-of-the-art wet chemistry laboratories, functional materials fabrication laboratory, water research and electrochemistry, level 1 and level 2 biosafety and computational science and plasmonics laboratories. These are being used extensively by postgraduate and doctoral students as well as faculty members across all the campuses of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Full-time technical assistants with specific expertise are assigned with the tasks of operating and maintaining the sophisticated instruments at this central facility. As a result, the research output of the institute has witnessed a significant rise during the last 2 years. This is indeed reflected both in the quality and quantity of research and the 20 PhDs that have been awarded. With these words, we humbly seek Bhagavan's blessings to bestow upon us the required strength to proceed with the same rigor in all our future endeavors and demonstrate sustained progress towards the intended goals as envisioned by him. Before I conclude, let me once again congratulate our graduates who carry the flag of our unique institute. I am sure you will support your institute in myriad ways and make it proud through your intellectual, social, ethical and moral contributions. It is with immense pleasure that I once again extend a warm welcome to all of you assembled over here. Thank you all for your kind attention. Jai Sai Ram.
The candidates for the various degrees may now rise to be presented to the Honorable Chancellor. Honorable Chancellor Sri K. Chakravarti, with the blessings of the revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I beg to present to you the candidates named in the list for the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Arts Honours, Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of Science Honours, Bachelor of Commerce Honours, Bachelor of Business Administration, Bachelor of Computer Applications, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology, Integrated Master of Computer Applications and Doctor of Philosophy. They have been examined and found qualified for the said degrees to which I pray they may be admitted.
Sorry, I think they keep slipping. By the virtue of the authority vested in me as Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, I admit the candidates named in the list to the said degrees.
I now request the respected Vice Chancellor to administer the convocation pledge to the candidates.
I hereby solemnly declare and promise that If admitted to the degree for which I have been duly recommended, I will, in my daily life and conversation, and in thought, word and deed, conduct myself as befits a member of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, that I will, to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity, support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality and spirituality, and that as far as lies in me, I shall uphold and advance the social and indeed all-round welfare of my countrymen and fellow men.
The candidates may resume their seats. I now request the Honorable Chancellor Sri K. Chakravarti to kindly give away the gold medals that have been blessed by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is instituted at the behest of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, revered Founder Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This prestigious award is given to a student of each of the four campuses of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his or her consistent, exemplary conduct and behavior in respect of duty, devotion, and discipline. Highly commendable achievement in the system of integral education of the Institute, excellent performance in academics, and admirable participation in co-curricular items including sports, dramatics, music, self-reliance, and spiritual activities. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Pradyumna M., final year MSc Mathematics from the Prashantinilam campus. Pradyumna hails from the city of Hyderabad. A budding actuary, he is specializing in actuarial sciences in his MSc and has 6 actuarial exam papers of UK to his credit. Pradyumna is an active participant in cultural events like drama and orchestra. He was also a part of the convocation drama in 2016. He is a member of the campus brass band where he played the trumpet for 3 years and is currently the band leader. He is hardworking, determined, and focused in any activity that he takes up. Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Mayur Mukhi, final year BSc Honours Biosciences from the Vrindavan campus. Sri Mayur Mukhi hails from Jakarta, Indonesia. Apart from his academic excellence, he is sincere, accommodative, and helpful by nature. He takes initiative and is very passionate in whatever activity he undertakes. He has displayed commendable leadership qualities in his class as a room leader and as the leader of the Vrindavan brass band. He is a regular bhajan singer and has performed on numerous occasions in the divine presence. He renders services in the hostel telecommunications department. He has won several prizes in writing and football competitions. He aspires to spread the spirit of Sai around the world through music. Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Prayag Lepcha, Final Year BBA from the Mudanahalli Campus. Prayag Lepcha hails from Darjeeling. He is an excellent dramatist, writer, orator and a talented sportsman. As an athlete, he has won many prizes in various track and field events. He is the campus cultural coordinator for the year. He has displayed commendable leadership as a member of the campus sports department and also as a coordinator for the campus magazine, Insight. He has been consistent in his academics, securing outstanding grades in all the semesters. Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Kumari Ragini K.R., Final Year BA from the Anantapur Campus. Kumari Ragini hails from the Sultanate of Oman. She is the cultural captain for the academic year. She secured several prizes in cultural competitions like dramatics, dance and creative writing. She has proved herself to be an efficient and responsible captain with a sense of integrity, honesty, sincerity and dedication. As an enthusiastic and active team member of the Nadaswaram Self-Reliance Group, she strives to master the art of Nadaswaram only to play for God. She has a good academic record and a positive and pleasant attitude. Her discipline and conduct are exemplary and her manners are praiseworthy. Justice P.N. Bhagwati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Ravula Raghavendra for distinction in MBA. This medal is instituted in honor of Justice Prafulla Chandra Natwarlal Bhagwati. He served as Chief Justice of India, Chairman, United Nations Human Rights Committee. He was conferred the Padma Vibhushan in 2007. He was formerly the Honorable Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He was also member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and member SSIHL Public Charitable Trust since its inception. The 9th President of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Angu Seva for distinction in M.Tech, Optoelectronics and Communications. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. He served as President of India, Vice President of India, Governor of Andhra Pradesh, Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh. Above all, he was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. The 11th President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Abhinay B for distinction in M.Tech Computer Science. This medal is instituted in honor of His Excellency Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. He served as the 11th President of India, earlier the Chief Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister of India. The Government of India has conferred on him the Bharat Ratna in 1997. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. Shri Burgul Ramkrishna Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Ayyagari Ranga Sharath for distinction in MSc Mathematics. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Shri Burgul Ramkrishna Rao, a distinguished freedom fighter. He served as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Governor of Kerala and Uttar Pradesh. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. The first Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. V.K. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Kochalla Kota Sai for distinction in MSc Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Sri Vinayak Krishna Gokak, First Vice Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent scholar and writer, also served as Vice Chancellor of Bangalore University, President National Sahitya Academy, recipient of the prestigious Sahitya Academy Award, Gyanpith Award in 1990, and Padma Shri by the Government of India in 1961. The second Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. Somnath Saraf Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Simesh Bhaskar for distinction in MSc Chemistry. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. Somnath Saraf, second Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent educationist, educational advisor, planning commission, UNESCO's chief technical advisor to Afghanistan. The third Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor S. Sampath Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Karan K.H.M. for distinction in MSc Physics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor S. Sampath, third Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, served as Deputy Director, IIT Madras, Director of IIT Kanpur, member of Union Public Service Commission. The fourth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. K. Hanumantappa Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Arun Sai Ranki Reddy for distinction in MA Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. K. Hanumantappa, 4th Vice Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University. He was a distinguished educationist and a renowned expert in management and finance. The 5th Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. G. Venkatraman Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Saurin Karmakal for distinction in Bachelor of Computer Applications. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Ganeshan Venkatraman, 5th Vice Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent physicist, served as Director Anurag, DRDO, recipient of Padma Shri in 1991. He has been playing an active role in taking the message of Bhagwan to millions of devotees through Radio Sai Global Harmony. The 6th Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri S. V. Giri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Shivram Krishna Naidu K. for distinction in BBA. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Sethuraman V. Giri, IAS retired, 6th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an erudite scholar, eminent civil servant, former Central Vigilance Commissioner, Government of India. Sri Giri was a member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. The 7th Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri A.V. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri K. Sai Krishna Arvind for distinction in B.Com Honours. This medal is instituted in honour of Sri Anil Vinayak Gokak, IAS retired, 7th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent civil servant, served as Secretary to the Government of India in the Ministry of Program Implementation, in the Departments of Telecommunication and Department of Fertilizers. The 8th Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Rohit Kumar Rajak for distinction in BA Honours Economics. This medal is instituted in honour of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, 8th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, served as Professor of Economics and Dean, Faculty of Arts at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, served as Director, Center for Development Economics, Delhi School of Economics, Consultant to the World Bank, Washington. Shri R. V. Jankiramaya Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Kota Hriday Kirtana for distinction in MSc Food and Nutritional Sciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Shri R. V. Jankiramaya Garu. He was member of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust since inception, a relentless social worker with national fervor and having great concern for the poor and needy. He played an invaluable role in the development of the village of Puttaparthi and is remembered by all with a deep sense of gratitude. Mother Ishwaramma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Amrita Varshini S. for distinction in MA English Language and Literature. This medal is instituted in honor of Mother Ishwaramma Garu, mother of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, whose prayers to Bhagwan Baba resulted in mammoth service projects of providing free safe drinking water, free medical care through general and super speciality hospitals, and free education from primary to postdoctoral programs. Her love and concern for humanity will be ever etched in the hearts of millions of Sai devotees. Srimati M. Venkamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Saishwari A. for distinction in B.Ed. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati Venkamma Garu, a great example of ideal womanhood, known for her love, compassion and concern for the well-being of Bhagwan Baba, and remembered for her tireless service and her devout, simple and endearing personality. Srimati A. Parvatamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Priyadarshini Sri Ram Balaji for distinction in BSc Honours Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honour of Srimati A. Parvatamma Garu, who was blessed to serve Bhagwan with love and devotion for many years. She remains in the memory of every devotee as a tender-hearted, endearing personality. Srimati J. Ishwari Bai Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari V. Sai Soumya for distinction in BSc Honours Physics. This medal is instituted in memory of her mother by Dr. Mrs. J. Geeta Reddy. Dr. Mrs. J. Geeta Reddy is an eminent gynecologist by profession, member of Legislative Assembly in the state of Telangana. Above all, she has been an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba. Sri Mokapati Krishnamurti Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Aishwarya Sri for distinction in BSc Honours Chemistry. This medal is instituted in memory of her father by Miss Mokapati Bharati Eluru. Sri Mokapati Krishnamurti was an eminent artist in Andhra Pradesh of national and international repute. His paintings, especially watercolor, oils and linocuts, were highly appreciated. He was a member of Lalita Kala Academy, and the Academy has published a book on his Bhagavata illustrations. Srimati B.S. Prabhavati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Shraddha Jha for distinction in BA. This medal is instituted in memory of Srimati B.S. Prabhavati, an ardent and long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba. I now request the Honorable Chancellor to kindly confer the Doctor of Philosophy and give away the special mementos blessed by the revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba to the qualified doctoral research candidates. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Kumari Divya Goyal in English Literature. Kumari Divya Goyal's thesis was on Ibsenian Bildung, From Passivity to Constructivity, under the supervision of Professor Ms. Rajeshwari C. Patel, Department of English Language and Literature, and Director, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Srimati Niranjana Mahalingam in Microbiology. Her thesis was on an insight into the antibiotic resistance mechanisms employed by gram-negative bacteria, Escherichia coli, and Acinetobacter baumannii, and development of an antibiotic resistance prediction model for patients with urinary tract infection under the supervision of Dr. B. E. Pradeep, Assistant Professor, Department of Biosciences, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashant Lim Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Srimati Bhavani M. in Microbiology. Her thesis was on mechanisms involved in the emergence of antibiotic resistance among Pseudomonas aeruginosa and strategies to predict and prevent nosocomial infections under the supervision of Dr. B. E. Pradeep, Assistant Professor, Department of Biosciences, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthalam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri K. M. Ganesh in Chemistry. His thesis was on water quality indexing of groundwater on a GIS platform and a study of adsorption methods for fluoride removal under the supervision of Professor Chelli Janardhan, Honorary Professor, Department of Chemistry, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthalam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Srinath MS in Computer Science. His thesis was on isogeny-based quantum-resistant undeniable blind signature and authenticated encryption schemes under the supervision of Professor V. Chandrasekharan, Honorary Professor, Department of Mathematics and Computer Science, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthalam Campus, and Dr. Vijay M. Patankar, Associate Professor, School of Physical Sciences, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Ashwath Narayan S. in Biosciences. His thesis was on avascular necrosis of femoral head, molecular pathogenesis and biophysical characterization under the supervision of Dr. S. Venkatesh, Assistant Professor, Department of Biosciences, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthalam Campus, and Dr. Prakash Khanchandani, Head of the Department of Orthopedics, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Nag Sai Vishweshwar K. in Chemistry. His thesis was on biosynthesis and applications of cyclic beta 1316 glucans extracted from Bradyrhizobium japonicum bacteria under the supervision of Professor Chelli Janardhan, Honorary Professor, Department of Chemistry, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashant Lim Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Tota Sai Praneet in Chemistry. His thesis was on enzymatic hydrolysis of groundnut shell to sugars and biomass-derived carbon nanomaterials for renewable energy applications under the supervision of Dr. B. Shivkumar, Associate Professor, Department of Chemistry, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashant Lim Campus, and Dr. Praveen V. Vadlani, Associate Professor, Kansas State University, Manhattan, Kansas, USA. Thank you, sir. Saira.
Now may I request Dr. Enu Swaroop, the chief guest of the day, to deliver her congregation address. Dr. Enu Swaroop.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams in the lotus feet of Bhagwan, our revered founder chancellor. Good morning to all of you. Respected chancellor, vice chancellor, faculty members, students, parents, and Sai brothers and sisters. It is both an honor and a privilege for me to be here today to deliver the 37th convocation address. I feel truly humbled to be invited today, and I would like to thank Baba for his blessings and the opportunity to convey my good wishes to all the students and share with you my thoughts on science and technology in the service of society. It is truly a very momentous occasion for each one of you who's receiving their degrees, their award, their PhD degrees, a momentous occasion for all the parents who are here to see their children, a momentous occasion for all the faculty who see their students doing so well, and indeed a momentous occasion for me. It takes me back to nearly 40 years when I first came into this Prashanthi Nilayam campus with my parents and my sisters. That day was truly, I think, the most momentous day, because that's when Swami brought me on this path and led me through my studies, through my career, to where I stand before you all today. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning is a unique institution, a pioneer in providing educare, a system of education that blends secular knowledge and spiritual knowledge. It is a visible manifestation of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba's vision of education for human transformation, and it is an honor for me, as I said, to be with you today for this convocation of this great institute. It is a very profound moment for all of you. My heartiest congratulations to each of the students, and a special appreciation to those who have received their awards, medals, and distinctions. The holistic approach to education that this institute imparts is based completely on the life and teachings of its revered founder, Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, a very unique mission and Baba himself had said, and I quote from, in fact, it's there in your annual report as well, "I have established these institutions to impart spiritual education as a main component, worldly education as a secondary one. Education should enable one to cultivate good qualities, character and devotion. The teaching of the university curricula is only the means employed for the end, namely spiritual uplift, self-discovery and social service through love and detachment," unquote. This is hugely important as you move out of this education system into this large world, to realize that education, the foundation that you have got here, is going to play such an important role as you move out into the society to serve the society. In fact, the core values of this great institution impart that very strong foundation to you, which will help you in your journey as you become the messengers of God, as you go into the large world. To quote your own core values to you, I would reiterate the core values as stated, say, quote, "to impart true ideal education and mold students as ideal citizens wedded to the service of society. With these wonderful core values, to equip students for the role of future leaders of India as persons of integrity and character, as embodiments of truth, justice, righteousness, peace and love, and confer on students courage to stand up against injustice, indiscipline, immorality and falsehood." I'm sure each one of you has gone through these daily within your whole period that you spent in the education. But it's very important today, when you graduate out, to give a lot of thought to each of the words that has been mentioned here. The world outside needs you to be able to take forward each of these core values which have been so deeply ingrained into your system. It is you who would now move out and carry forward the vision and the mission of this very important Sri Satya Sai organization. As I said, I congratulate the proud parents who have played an important role in the success of their children, and also my wholehearted deep appreciation for the faculty, the staff, the leadership of this great institution, who have played such a crucial role in shaping you, not only as wonderful students, as wonderful people who are going to move out, but as the citizens of our country who are going to take this forward. The uniqueness of this great institution is its great contribution to the service of society. In the Vice Chancellor's report, he gave us such an exhaustive list of various activities which this organization, which this institute carries out. Giving drinking water to millions of people from hundreds of villages, providing free medical services at the super speciality hospitals, conducting a large number of open heart surgeries, giving the highest level of education with value systems, and above all, ensuring the socio-economic upliftment through skill development and employment is indeed a very divine mission. What is heartening is that all these services, be it water supply, education, medical, healthcare, have been rendered totally free based on Baba's commitment that these are the basic requirements of any civil society. This is a commendable commitment and a determination to alleviate the sufferings of the poor and the needy with a spirit of giving which is incomparable anywhere in the world. It is wonderful to see that the first campus was established in Anantapur in 1968. And then we had these Sri Satya Sai College for Men at Brindavan in 1971, and then this institute in 1981. Over these years, as has been mentioned, a large number of alumni have graduated from the portals of this university. These alumni, while being professionally engaged in different parts of the world, continue to maintain their links with the university, and most importantly, carrying forward the message of this great institution by serving substantially to the society. it is important to see that they participate in a lot of the services, be it the education, medicine, village upliftment, and many others. Dear students, as you move out, you have to keep reminding yourself of that very role. Education and science play a very key role in transforming lives, impacting society through improved healthcare, agriculture, environment, and industrial growth. Education and science are now to be a tool for socio-economic development. Education and learning must translate into societal impact. The socio-economic scene around us is transforming itself at an accelerated pace as a result of the demographic shifts, impact of new technologies, the growing economy, and several other developmental initiatives. Knowledge is now an important factor driving key economies world over, a trend that is likely to increasingly dominate the global and national growing ecosystem. We thus need to align our educational system to the needs of the changing knowledge-driven paradigms in the best interests of socio-economic developments while remaining consistent with our cultural values and traditions. And I'm so pleased today to see that this is something which this institute is carrying forward so well and beautifully. Science, technology, and society cannot be delinked. They are intrinsically linked, and it is therefore imperative that the advances in science and technology are appropriately applied for societal impact. Scientific social responsibility, a new term that we have brought in and said this needs to be an important component, not just the corporate social responsibility. So I think for every scientist, the scientific social responsibility must take on as an important area. Baba himself had said in the convocation address, I think in 1987, and I quote, "Science alone is not enough. There must be discrimination for utilizing the discoveries of science for the right purposes. Science without discrimination, human existence without discipline, friendship without gratitude, music without melody, a society without morality and justice cannot be to the benefit of the people," unquote. Science and technology and innovation have been recognized as key drivers of the national economic development. The Indian contributions to science and development go back to the 18th century in the discovery of zero by Aryabhatta, and then to the contributions of many of our eminent scientists, be it C.V. Raman with the Raman effect, S.N. Bose with the particle statistics, S. Ramanujam with mathematics, Meghnad Sahab for the ionization equation, Har Gobind Khurana, the study of the RNA, S. Chandrasekhar for physics, and we can go on, Homi Bhabha, Vikram Sarabhai, many others who have contributed immensely to the growth of this. I'm confident that many of you who have graduated out today, your PhDs that you have got, the doctoral degrees, your gold medals, would be our future scientists who will make a mark to this country. As India aspires for faster, sustainable, and inclusive growth, linking of the recent scientific and technological advancements and innovative aptitude with its large demographic dividend and talent pool will play a defining role in fulfilling our national aspirations. The National Science and Technology and Innovation Enterprise, comprising education and research institutions, both public and private, must become central to achieving the national and the sustainable development goals through advancements in science and technology. India is committed to achieving the sustainable development goals by 2030. The 17 SDGs are a part of the resolution that we made in the UN General Assembly in 2015. These are a blueprint to achieve a better and a sustainable future for all. They address the global challenges that we face, including those related to poverty, inequality, climate, environmental degradation, health, education, sanitation, prosperity, and peace. The government of India has prepared a 3-year and a 7-year action plan for achieving these, but it is very heartening to note that although these goals were outlined and agreed and signed in 2015, the Sri Satya Sai organization has these enshrined in its mandate and vision, which was outlined by its revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, since its inception. Institutions across the country are now making an effort to pick up a couple of these goals to take them forward as their mission, and we work very closely with them. But you have the unique advantage of addressing each one of these missions through your missions and activities. Recent technology, science and technology and innovation advancements have given India the confidence of becoming a global leader in the next 10 years. Our vision is to be amongst the top 3 countries within the world, and we are today ranked at position 6th for the publications, 10th for the patents. We are confident that students such as you are going to be ones who are going to take us to that position of number 3, and we've said number 3, we hope that you can take us to number 1 very soon as well. India is today a preferred destination for S&T collaborations for both the developed and the developing nations. Our strength is our huge scientific capacity in terms of human resource and infrastructure. I was very pleased to see that there are now a number of national and international collaborations. You had a joint degree with one of your foreign collaborators. That is wonderful to see these expanding to bring in new priorities that you take in from the global world. And some of our recent achievements have clearly had a positive impact in our daily lives, be it our space program, through the Chandrayaan, Mangalyaan, the launch of the PSLVs, through our agriculture, starting from the Green Revolution by Dr. Swaminathan, to the White Revolution of Dr. Kurian. Now we are looking at the Blue Revolution, our entire marine and coastal ecosystems. We have been able to make a positive impact. If you look at the agriculture sector itself, our scientists have worked with the international consortia to be able to decipher both the rice and the wheat genome. Important for us, we look at these two important crops. We have today varieties which are not only resistant to the diseases, but we also have varieties which are being able to sustain various agroclimatic areas, and they are now planted over hectares of areas. We are looking not only at the soil and nutrient management, but we are looking at precision farming now. These are all tools, and I saw that mentioned in a large number of theses that were talked about. So these are tools which can get immediately applied when you look at the applications it would have for the farmers as they move on. In the healthcare sector, we have moved a lot. We were one of the largest vaccine manufacturers. We today have our own capacities to indigenously develop vaccines. The first rotavirus vaccine is already in the universal immunization program. Why not many more? I heard about the antimicrobial resistance work which is being done. That's a priority for us, the highest priority. We have a global call for action on antimicrobial resistance. India has launched a whole AMR mission. I would love to see scientists, researchers from this institute becoming a part of that global and national AMR mission. There have been continuous improvements through our science and technology in our life expectancy age, maternal and child infant mortalities, improved nutrition for mother and child. The advances in biomedical engineering have today made available to the doctors new tools through improved diagnostics, devices, implants, which enable the primary healthcare centers across the country to provide improved healthcare delivery systems, something which we are looking forward to through the mission Ayushman Bharat. The super speciality hospitals which are set up at Bangalore and Puttaparthi today have adopted many of these and are contributing greatly to these innovations as they move on to millions for their health improvement. The other important missions are the clean water and the clean energy. And I think this institute, this organization has played a key role in that. If you look at the various advancements that you've made in its impact. But from technologies for clean energy to technologies for Swachh Bharat, we have occupied a very important leadership position. We are today one of the 23 member countries which are steering the Mission Innovation, which is led by India as one of the co-lead, and that has a lot of stress on each of the areas that we're looking at, be it the technologies for safe drinking water, be it the technologies for solar, be it the technologies for biofuel. And I think you play a very important role to see how you could have these technologies taken forward for societal impact. As I said, as our advances in science and technology and innovation are growing, we are now moving from being net consumers to the net producers of knowledge. We have moved from being just the technology receivers to technology developers. India has taken a very strong leadership position, and this is what India is being recognized for. Be it some of the international large missions, be it the LIGO project, the Neutrino project, and many others which I just mentioned about the genomics and the mission innovation. There are new areas that we're embarking on, the cyber-physical systems. I was very pleased when the Vice Chancellor in his report spoke about your emphasis on artificial intelligence, big data analysis, machine learning, blockchain. Together, all these technological advances are our building blocks for the future. And our complete and deep engagement with these is what will propel India to be a global S&T power. The next big technological revolution is now totally data-driven. There is an integration of disciplines, and there are new pathways which define these new solutions. Integration of physics, chemistry, biology, engineering, medicine, social science, and other areas is crucial to achieving success of this knowledge and data-driven revolution, which I heard from the report of the Vice Chancellor is also a thrust of this university. With the numerous advancements in recent time, biotechnology has poised to provide solutions to a large number of societal challenges because it is actually an integration of all these areas that we talk about. It's a growing sector, and currently we are positioned in India at about $35 billion. We hope we will be able to achieve our target of $100 billion in the next 5 to 7 years. The Government of India, through the Department of Biotechnology, Ministry of Science and Technology, which I have the very good fortune and blessings to be able to head as its secretary, and the public sector BIRAC, which was set up to nurture and foster an innovation and a startup ecosystem, have together created a robust foundation in both public and private sector and bridged the gap between industry and academia, and also the gap between an idea and a product. So each of the idea you have, you can be very sure that you can take it across the translational phase to be able to see where it should reach the end users. Today our strength, as I said, is our scientists, our researchers, our startups, our entrepreneurs who are taking S&T innovations through this translational phase to affordable and accessible product development. That is most important for us. It should not only be affordable, but accessible. What are those innovations which are accessible? My own department supports over 800 institutes and laboratories and nearly 5,000 scientists across the country. We support over 1,000 startups and an equal number of entrepreneurs, academic researchers, and small industries. We have the best state-of-art infrastructure for research and incubation across the country. With more than 300 technologies and nearly 200 products developed in recent years, by these startups, biotechnology has created a positive impact. This is a sector which many of you who have graduated from biosciences, chemistry, related areas of data sciences would find very interesting as an opportunity as you move into the large world. To build a very sound, robust, holistic, end-to-end scientific innovation ecosystem, it is important to connect the research institutes with the universities and the industry. Globally, it is seen that technological and economic growth generally flourishes in those regions which are structured to take these basic research areas forward through the translation phase to application. And this integration of clusters, as we define them, is a critical component. Clusters are these heterogeneous entities which comprise academic research units, university researchers focusing on knowledge generation, translational centers of excellence, clinical research centers, medical hospitals, incubation centers, advanced high-end infrastructure and technology platforms. Very heartening to note that the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning has now set up its R&D Center, which is a center of excellence. In fact, if I may say, the institute itself has created a wonderful cluster model. It has all the key components of a vibrant cluster: colleges, institutions, research centers and hospitals. This, as I see it, can now be a central hub of research, training and capacity building, not only for the students and faculty of this university, but for researchers and students from other centers. You could play a very central role in getting this whole translational move on. This university has the capacity of ensuring that this cluster delivers for societal impact. Dear students, as we talk about science and technology and other areas impacting society, it is very important to keep in mind the whole area of social and ethical aspects. With both these aspects being key ingredients of your education foundation, you are uniquely positioned not only to adopt it in every sphere of work, but also to spread these to the environment and the ecosystem in which you are now moving out. That really is what you need to do. Today, if our country has to grow, we have to really be part of the virtual growing global ecosystem. The whole area of the ethics plays a very important role, and it's students like you who will bring that transformation and ensure that is ingrained in all the work culture and the ecosystem as it moves on. The integration, convergence of different fields and new governance models and these institutional structures offer us enormous opportunities, and these also, as I said, students, offer you an enormous opportunity as you move out. I would also like to say I'm very happy to see that today a large number of women are graduating. Women are on the path of progress. Today we are seeing the important role which has played by women in driving scientific development. Science and technology are the key drivers of any economic and developmental change, and women need to be firmly grounded in this whole area of science and development. Women have revolutionized science and technology for many years. We have role models. We have women who have received Nobel Prizes. But yes, from 1901 to the recent 2018, we have just 17 women who have received the Nobel Prize. But I think that's the number which many of you can aspire to be able to increase, and we would love to see women from this institute becoming Nobel Prize winners. We have wonderful missions in this own country which have been women-led. The space mission, the mission to the moon, which had women team leaders. We have the whole biotechnology industry mission. We have a woman leading it. So why not? It's important for us to see how we harness that economic potential of women for sustainable and inclusive growth and scale up the women-related activities to take it from the informal to the formal sector in terms of their entrepreneurship and their industry involvement as well. I would just like to conclude, dear students, by saying and reiterating what I have said so far, that as you walk out of the portals of this great institution, you must remember you are not just students walking out of any ordinary university. You carry with you a very huge responsibility of taking forward the values of this great system. You have had the privilege of being part of a very important learning system, which has taught you the importance of ethical and moral behavior and instilled into you a great potential for discipline, leadership, and teamwork. There are not many institutions which give you such a 360-degree development, which makes you wonderful citizens as you move out into this large world. I would once again like to wish all of you the best in your future endeavors. I'm certain you would rise progressively in your respective careers. I do hope that as you rise, you will retain in you the spirit of service and contribute substantially to the society around you, but most importantly, the world at large. Once again, let me congratulate each of the graduating students for their excellent academic performance. I wish each one of you the best in your career, wherever you embark. May this day be a very special one for you, a significant one for you, the starting of a very beautiful, but yes, a journey which is going to take you, which will give you the opportunity to implement each of the values that you have done. Congratulations once again. May Baba bless each one of you. Sai Ram.
Thank you, madam, for your insightful and inspiring message. We now pray for the benediction by our revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba.
Vidyarthulara students, lendu, melukondu. Arise, awake. ఇది నిద్రించవలసిన సమయం కాదు. This is not the time for sleep or slumber. భరతమాత యొక్క కలువ రేఖల వంటి కన్నుల నుండి కాచుతున్నటువంటి యొక్క కంటిదారులు మీరు కనిపించడం లేదా? Are you not seeing the Bharat Mata shedding the tears? ఎందుకోసం భరతమాత కంటిదారులు కాచుతున్నది? Why should she shed the tears?
తన పుత్రులైన భారతీయులు పవిత్రమైన గుణములను విసర్జించి కేవలం భౌతికమైన జీవితమే సత్యమని విశ్వసించి మానవత్వాన్ని వ్యర్థము గావించుకుంటున్నారు.
మదర్ భారత్ ఈ షెడ్డింగ్ టియర్స్ బికాస్ వీ హావ్ గివెన్ అప్ ద సీక్రెట్ లైఫ్, వీ గో బై దిస్ ఎఫెమరబుల్ ట్రాన్సెంట్ లైఫ్ అండ్ లాస్ట్ ద హ్యూమన్ వాల్యూ.
నీతి నిజాయితీనే మానవుని యొక్క ప్రధాన పక్షములని విశ్వసించలేకపోతున్నారు.
వీ ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు బిలీవ్. That is the morality and the integrity which are most important.
Kanuka prati bharatiyudu kudanu ee bharatamata yokka shokamnu challarche nimittamai meeru ee bharatiya sanskruti yokka margamunu anusarinchatam atyavasaram.
It's most essential that we should pass, that one should observe the culture of Bharat and relieve the suffering of Bharatmata.
Samam samagrata సమైక్యత అనేటువంటి ప్రాణముల వంటి భారతీయ సంస్థను ప్రతి విద్యార్థి కూడా పాటించాలి.
ఎవ్రీ స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ స్ట్రైవ్ అండ్ అబ్జర్వ్ ద ఇంటెగ్రిటీ ద యూనిటీ.
పరమ భావనమైన భారతమనియందు సహనం మనకు చక్కదనము.
ఇన్ ది సీక్రెట్ ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ భారత్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద ఫర్బేరెన్స్ దట్ ఇస్ బ్యూటీ.
వ్రతములన్నిటి యందు వన్నెగాంచిన ఎట్టి ఘన సత్య శీలమే కఠిన తపము.
ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ రిచువల్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూత్ విచ్ ఇస్ నోబ్లెస్.
మధుర భావం వేది మన దేశమందన్న మాతృభావము కన్నా మాన్యమెత్తి.
ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది స్వీట్ ఫీలింగ్స్ what else is greater than the feeling of a mother?
Pranambu kantenu manambe ghanamanu mana desa neetini mantagalpi.
The character of our country, which says that character is more important than the life.
Neeti kichiri paradesa neetularasi.
We are given today the foreign
desa vichitra swechayanu vichukate.
We are given the source of the dress and
aura,
the freedom.
Aura, yemandu Bharata palanambu.
Alas, what is to be said about Bharat administration?
Yenugunandu enta balamundinappatikini,
though elephant is strong,
tana balamu tanaku teliyadu.
It does not know its own strength.
Anduvalane oka mauta ankusam chetulo pattinchachame yenugu vasamaipothundadu.
Therefore the elephant submits itself to a mouth who holds a small iron rod.
భారత దేశం యొక్క తత్వం కూడా అట్టి బలంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
The Bharat culture is such of strength.
కానీ తన బలమును తాను ఎరవలేకపోవడం చేతనే విద్యార్థుడు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క దుర్మార్గ ప్రవేశంలో తన యొక్క జీవితమును కేవలము అపవిత్రం గావించుకుంటున్నారు.
As students are not aware of the innate strength of Bharat, they are in the wrong direction of wicked feelings.
ఇది విద్యార్థుల దోషం కాదు.
The mistake does not lie with students.
కేవలం తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క దోషమే.
The mistake lies with parents.
తల్లిదండ్రులు ఆది నుండి కూడా సరి అయినటువంటి మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టలేకపోవటమే.
The parents are not directing in the proper way.
పిల్లలకు తల్లియే ప్రథమ గురువు.
The mother is the first teacher.
అందువల్లనే మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ.
For that reason it is said,
మాతాపితృ యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క సంతతి ఈ యొక్క పుత్రిక.
Therefore, the son is a gift for the parents.
తనక పుత్రులను సరైన మార్గంలో పెట్టాలనుకున్నప్పుడు తల్లిదండ్రులు మొట్టమొదటి సరైన మార్గాన్ని అనుసరించాలి.
To make the son to proceed in the right direction, parents should proceed in the right way.
తత్ భవతి అన్నారు.
As is the feeling, so is the consequence.
So thinketh the man, so is the man.
So thinketh the man, so is the man.
ఇది మన యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వము.
This is our main nature.
ఈనాడు విద్యార్థులు పట్టము చేతికి అందుకుని తక్షణమే విదేశానికి పోవటము లేక ఇంకే విధమైన గొప్ప ఉద్యోగాలు చేయటము ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క దుర్వాంఛల చేత తమ కాలమును వ్యర్థం గావించుకుంటున్నారు.
Unfortunately, Bharatiyas today, soon after they receive their degrees, they want to go abroad and earn more money.
తన దేశంలో ఉండినటువంటి యొక్క పల్లెల యొక్క పవిత్రతను పల్లె యొక్క నీటిని పల్లె యొక్క అభివృద్ధిను విద్యార్థులు ఈనాడు చేపట్టాలి.
Students should take today the welfare and the progress and the safety of villages today.
ఇది మన ప్రాచీరు అందించినటువంటి యొక్క నైతిక విలువలు.
These are the heritage and the moral values given to us by the ancient.
కనుక మొట్టమొదట ధనము కాదు మనకు ప్రధానము.
Is not the wealth that's important.
గుణము ప్రధానము.
Is the character that's important.
ఈ గుణమును పెంచుకున్నప్పుడు ధనం తలపాటి తానే వస్తుంది.
When you have the character, you will get the money.
మన ప్రాచీనులు ఏ విద్యను నేర్చారు?
What sort of degrees are ancient?
ప్రాచీనులు ఏ విధమైన పట్టమలు అందుకున్నారు?
What degree they had?
ఏమీ కాదు. వారికి గుణమే ప్రధానము.
The character is important.
మన భారతీయ సంస్కృతి యందు ధర్మార్థ కామ మోక్షములనేటి చతుర్విధ పురుషార్థములను తూచా ఆచరిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Ancient Bharatiyas followed all these four principles, objectives of life.
ధర్మముతో అర్థమును ఆశించారు.
They earn money.
అధర్మముతో ధనాన్ని ఆశించలేదు.
It's not for money, see.
కామం అనేటువంటి మోక్ష కామంలో మరల్చుకున్నారు.
They had the kama, the desire for moksha liberation.
మోక్షంలో వారు ప్రవేశించలేదు.
They have not gone in any way.
కనుకనే మొట్టమొదట ధర్మము తర్వాత మోక్షము ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వంలో నిలిచినటువంటివి ఈ అర్థకామము.
Therefore first stands dharma, the last one is moksha liberation. In
between the నాలుగులో ధర్మ అర్థ కామ మోక్షము ఈ నాలుగింటి లోపల ధర్మమును తెగొట్టారు మోక్షమును విసర్జించారు అర్థ కామంతోనే జీవితమును పొందుతున్నారు.
Among the four objectives of life, we have forgotten the first dharma, the last moksha liberation. We are after artha
అనుభవించడానికి మనిషిగా వచ్చి పుట్టాలన్న.
Should you be born a human now for all this?
పశు పక్షి మృగాదులు కూడా అర్థకామం అనుసరిస్తున్నాయి.
We also find the birds and animals leading life.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైన విద్యార్థులారా,
the students,
మొట్టమొదట మీ యొక్క హృదయాన్ని మీరు పరిశీలన చేసుకోండి.
Examine your hearts now.
నీ తలంపులను సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టండి.
హ్యావ్ సీక్రెట్ థాట్స్.
థాట్స్ చాలా ఇంపార్టెంట్.
దే ఆర్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
ఈ థాట్స్ ను పట్టి మన యొక్క జీవితం అనేటువంటిది ముందంజ వేస్తుంది.
డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ద థాట్స్ యూ ప్రొసీడ్ ఇన్ లైఫ్.
మొరాలిటీ లేనిటువంటి యొక్క బ్రతుకు బ్రతుకు కాదు.
ఇస్ నో లైఫ్ వితౌట్ మొరాలిటీ.
దీని వల్ల సంపాదించిన ధనము ధనము కాదు.
ద మనీ దట్ యు గెట్ వితౌట్ మొరాలిటీ ఇస్ నో
మనీ. మనీ ఇస్ కమ్స్ అండ్ గోస్. మొరాలిటీ ఇస్ కమ్స్ అండ్ గ్రోస్.
మనీ
విధమైన యొక్క దీంతో మీరు జీవించాలి.
Lead the life with this principle that money comes and goes, morality comes and grows.
Money kavalsinatundi.
Money is essential.
Jeevitaniki adi chaala avasarame.
Is very much needed.
Kaani mana poorvikulu dharma moolam vidam jagattu unnaru.
But our ancients considered righteousness.
Neenaati aadharikulu dhana moolam vidam jagattu unnaru.
But the modern people take money away.
Ee prachina samskrutiki neeti aadharika yugamulaku undinatundi vyathasam.
This is the difference between the ancient times and the modern times.
మన ప్రాచీన సాధించినటువంటి సాధనలు చెల్లించినటువంటి త్యాగములు ఇట్టివి అట్టివని వర్ణించడానికి వీలు కానటువంటి.
ఇట్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ టు ఎక్స్టోల్ అండ్ నారేట్ ఇన్ ఫుల్ ది అచీవ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఏంజెంట్.
ఒక పక్షిని రక్షించే నిమిత్తమై శివ చక్రవర్తి తన దేహంలో ఉన్నటువంటి కండల్నే కోసి ఇచ్చాడు.
టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ఎ బర్డ్ ది ఎంపరర్ శివి హస్ కట్ హిజ్ ఓన్ బాడీ.
పరజీవులను పోషించే నిమిత్తమై అనేక మంది జీవితాన్ని త్యాగం చేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ అదర్స్ పీపుల్ సాక్రిఫైస్ దే లైఫ్.
సత్యాన్ని నిలబెట్టే నిమిత్తమై హరిశ్చంద్రుడు సర్వమును రాజ్యమును కూడా ఆరు బిడ్డలు కూడా కోల్పోయినాడు.
టు అప్హోల్డ్ ట్రూత్, టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ ట్రూత్ టు హరిశ్చంద్ర హూ సాక్రిఫైస్ కింగ్డమ్ అండ్
ఇలాంటి మహనీయుల యొక్క చరిత్రలు ఉండినప్పటికీ మన భారతీయ విద్యార్థులు ఏమాత్రం కూడా గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
దో వీ హావ్ ది హిస్టరీ బిహైండ్ భారత్,
the modern students are not mindful of it.
ఈ ప్రాచీన సంస్కృతి యొక్క ప్రభావమును ఇట్టివి అట్టివని వర్ణించడానికి సాధ్యం కాదు.
The effects of ancient culture cannot be described.
కనుక ప్రాచీన కాలము నుండి ధర్మమునే ఆధారం చేసుకుని ధర్మమునకే పట్టం కట్టి న్యాయమునే తగడం కట్టి తమ యొక్క జీవితాన్ని స్వాగతం చేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Since ancient time, dharma was the foundation and they coronated the justice and welcomed their lives.
ఈనాడు అట్టి ధర్మమును విశ్వసించటం చేత
Today such righteousness
జీవితం అంతా కూడా కేవలము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి టెన్షన్ 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 అన్ని రకముల ఎందుకు కూడా నిరంతరం కూడా టెన్షన్ టెన్షన్ టెన్షన్
As there is no righteousness, the life is full of tension.
నిజముగా మానవునికి ఉండవలసింది కాదు టెన్షన్.
There should not be tension in human.
కారణం ఏమిటి? హృదయములు అన్ని కూడా నెగిటివ్ థాట్స్ అంతా ఉంచుకుంటున్నారు.
There is a tension. Reason is heart is full of
negative thoughts. లోపల ఉండటం చేతనే టెన్షన్ అనేటువంటి రియాక్షన్ రీసౌండ్ అండ్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ గా వస్తుంది.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ నెగిటివ్ థాట్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ రియాక్షన్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ అండ్ రిసౌండ్.
కాబట్టి ఈ నెగిటివ్ ఉండేటువంటి దానితో పారదోలి పాజిటివ్ థాట్స్ డెవలప్ చేసుకోవాలి.
Therefore you have to entertain positive thoughts and give up negative thoughts.
కానీ పాజిటివ్ కి ఏమాత్రం కూడా ప్రవేశం లేకుండా ఉంటుండాలి.
బట్ టుడే దేర్ ఇస్ నో స్కోప్ ఫర్ పాజిటివ్.
పాజిటివ్ ని ఆధ్యాత్మికం నైతికం.
It is a positive thought which is negative. It's only the worldly thing that is negative.
ఈ లౌకికమైనటువంటివి ఈ యొక్క నైతికమైనటువంటి దానికి సరైన సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం కల్పించాలి.
We have to make intimate proper relationship between the two.
విద్యను నేర్చినంత మాత్రమే ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
There's no use if you learn.
దేశమునకు ఈ విద్యను ఉపయోగమయ్యేటువంటి రీతిగా మార్చుకోవాలి.
You should make use of all that you have learned.
దేశం యొక్క సంక్షేమాన్ని మనం గుర్తుగా చేసుకుని దానిని పాలించడానికి కొనుక్కోవాలి.
You have to work for the welfare and the progress of this country.
సమాజం యొక్క సంక్షేమమే నిజమైనటువంటి విద్యావంతుల యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి ఆశయం.
The main aim of all educated people is to work for social welfare.
కనుక మనలో ఉండేటువంటి వాల్యూస్ ను మనం పెంచుకోవాలి.
Therefore we have to develop our values.
ఈ వాల్యూస్
What are these values?
Values for education.
Values for education.
Education for life.
Education in life.
Life for love.
His life is for love.
Love for man.
His love for man.
Man for service.
And man should be
service for society.
And his
society for science.
And society
science for the nation. World for peace.
And therefore nation should work for the world and world will work for peace.
He values for education.
So values for education.
Five values to prarambhamaindi.
It started with five values.
Last peace to antyamaipoyindi.
It ended with last.
Aa values ni manam motta motta pettukunnappude manaku peace anetundi labhistundi.
When we have these values,
values lekapothe peace ledu anta pieces pieces pieces.
When there are no values, there is no peace, there is just pieces.
Kaaku values for education.
Therefore values for education.
Baaga gurtu pettukondi.
Remember it.
Education for life.
Education for life.
Life for love.
Life for love.
Love for man.
Love for man.
Man for society.
Man for society.
Society for service.
Society for service.
Service for science.
Service for science.
Science for nation.
Science for nation.
Nation for world.
Nation for world.
World for peace.
World for peace.
ఈ పీస్ ను మనం సాధించాలి.
We should achieve peace.
ఈ విధమైన మార్గంలో విద్యార్థులు సరైనటువంటి రీతిలో అభివృద్ధి అయినప్పుడు దేశం అంతా చక్కగా కళ్యాణమయంగా ఉంటుంటారు.
When students progress in this particular
నిత్య కళ్యాణం విద్యార్థులు తీర్చిదిద్దాలని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా దీర్ఘ ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
భగవాన్ వాంట్స్ దట్ స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ మోల్డ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ డైరెక్షన్ అండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ హిస్ డివైన్ డిస్కోర్స్.
విద్యార్థుల లోపల ఒక విధమైన యొక్క పట్టుదల ఉంటుండాలి.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ హావ్ ఎ సార్ట్ డిటర్మినేషన్
మనం సాధించాలి.
యు షుడ్ అచీవ్ దట్.
నేను తప్పక ఈ పది మందికి సహాయం చేసేటువంటి వ్యక్తిగా నేను రూపొందాలి.
ఐ విల్ బి ఎ పర్సన్ టు హెల్ప్ 10 పీపుల్ అట్ లీస్ట్.
నా గ్రామాన్ని నేను అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
ఐ విల్ హెల్ప్ అండ్ డెవలప్ మై సెల్ఫ్ విలేజ్.
నా యొక్క మానవత్వాన్ని నేను సాధించాలి.
ఐ విల్ అప్హోల్డ్ మై హ్యూమన్
క్వాలిటీ. తత్వాన్ని విద్యార్థుల హృదయంలో మూత్రింపబడాలి.
దట్ డిటర్మినేషన్ షుడ్ బి ఇంప్రింటెడ్ ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
ఇది ఏ సాయి ఆశించేటువంటి ఫలితము మీ నుండి.
దిస్ ఈస్ ది థింగ్ దట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెడ్ బై భగవాన్.
మీరు నాకు ఇవ్వవలసినటువంటి ఇది ఒక్కటే. మీరు మంచి పడండి, దేశాన్ని బాగు చేయండి.
యూ బీ గుడ్ అండ్ మేక్ దిస్ కంట్రీ గుడ్.
ఆదర్శమైనటువంటి ఒక విద్యార్థులుగా రూపొందాలి.
బి ఐడియల్ స్టూడెంట్స్.
దేశంలో శాంతి భద్రతను నెలకొల్పాలి.
సీ దట్ పీస్ అండ్ సెక్యూరిటీ.
ఆధ్యాత్మిక నైతికాన్ని పెంచాలి.
Develop this spiritual value.
ఆనందాన్ని అనుభవించాలి.
And experience bliss in every possible way. That's the aim of Swami.
Thanks.
We will all rise now for the national anthem. requested to resume their seats for Mangal Aarti.
सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय